Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
And welcome to another edition of Abundant Retirement Podcast with me, Tony Roberts. And we are looking forward to sharing a few minutes with you today, hopefully bringing you some golden nuggets of items of interest that can help with your financial retirement planning and whatever else you might have out there that is needing to have a little bit of attention given to. So, sometimes we talk about things we should talk about here on the show. Sometimes we don't, but you know what? That's what makes it a podcast, right? As always, we are joined live and direct from the beautiful state of Minnesota, lying in the suburbs of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area with the Gradient Securities and Investments and all the family of Gradients, live and in concert radio man himself, Mr. Tony Shore, the voice, the voice of radio. And he is right here ready to lead us through today's podcast and hopefully give us some things to talk about. Or better than that, keep me on point because I know I ramble sometimes.
No.
Sometimes Mr. Shore says, Tony, you need to shut up.
I've never said that and I never will. But thanks for having me on your show today. I appreciate it, Tony. And I know it's going to be a good one. A lot of people are talking about the government shutdown.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, just to preface it, we're recording this on Monday, October 6th.
Yes.
So in the off chance that it does get resolved by the time you're listening or watching this show, listening to or watching this show, either you're watching it on YouTube, you're listening to it on one of the many podcast outlets, all the major outlets, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. Just know that if it's been resolved, we're going to still have some good information in today's show for you. It's good to hear, you know, what is a government shutdown? What does it impact? What doesn't it? And, I think there are a lot of great facts out there about shutdowns. I know the longest one, one of the longer government shutdowns was in recent history, not that many years ago, and it was 35 days. So let's hope.
Was that the one in 2019, maybe?
Yeah, 2018, I think.
2019.
Yeah, I think it was 35 days. That was a big one. And let's hope this one doesn't go that long. But I'm excited to talk about it. Now, we were talking before the show, Tony. I know you've been really busy. I am currently batching it, as they say. I'm a bachelor for the next 10 days. My wife is out of town on business. She's actually in Nairobi, Kenya, in Africa right now.
Oh my gosh.
And she'll be there 5 days. Then she flies from there to Dubai and then back home. And she's a healthcare field. She's the director of recruiting for CassiaCare, a healthcare company. And they're over there in Africa. They've set up where they train people to become nurses and they bring them over here to work the CNA jobs at long-term care facilities that it's so hard to fill. Yeah. And they have a really good facility over there, brand new, and they're starting to train nurses. And the African government is working closely with a lot of healthcare companies in the U.S. On this. So it's a win-win situation there. Isn't that interesting?
No, that's fabulous. And again, it's great that it's happening in one way and it's reflective. It's reflective of our country in another way that we can't fill jobs. And, I hear people moaning and groaning and crying and belly aching about, you know, they can't find work and they can't do this and that and the other. There's jobs out there.
There are jobs out there. Let me tell you.
For some reason or another, just don't want to roll up their sleeves and get their hand dirty. And I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we've made it too easy to.
Yeah. Well, the jobs that are open, like in this case, it's a tough job, a CNA. It's not hard to get. And you can get CNA certified, a certified nursing assistant, and then you can work. But usually it's, you know, helping elderly or dementia patients, you know, people who are in long-term care, transitional care, who need help walking or bathing or going to the bathroom, eating, you know, the basics of of that. And so it can be tough and somewhat thankless, you know, especially if you're working with memory care people. Some of them have anger issues because they don't understand their situation. Yeah. And I've seen it close up. My son was a CNA, so was my daughter, and my wife's worked in that field trying to recruit for many years. So it is interesting, but she's traveling. I mean, it's not all business. She sent me pictures yesterday, her first day there, they went on a safari and saw, you know, elephants and rhinos and giraffes in the wild, you know, so that was cool for them. But other than that, she's going to be working hard. But here's my point in all this. There actually is a point.
Oh, okay.
And that is, I have a question for you and our listeners out there. I'm batching it. You know, my kids are off either grown and out of the house. So we're empty nesters. So I'm home alone. Is it wrong to order pizza delivery every night of the week?
Now Mr. Shore, let me tell you something. You have got a prime opportunity here over the next 10 days to, you know what, if you maybe feel like, you know, maybe it's time to drop a pound or two and take a little pressure off that scale, you know, whenever you decide to step on it every now and then. So you got a prime opportunity here. You know, you can sit there and maybe have a little, a couple of cantaloupe slices for breakfast in the morning and maybe a little cottage cheese for lunch. And you may just want to skip that dinner all together. And then all of a sudden, man, that just starts melting off of you. And and there you go.
The pounds melt away.
You can have pizza and beer every night, whichever one suits you the best, man.
Well, I'm going to ease off on I'm not going to be drinking the beer every night, but I did already order a pizza out, and I'm like, well, I can't continue this, right? Oh, I got it.
Well, you know, I have a tendency when Alita goes out of town that I'd probably eat less, and I know my structure's a little bit better because she's not a big eating person during the day type thing, and then at night she sort of likes to have a decent meal and I'm sort of the opposite in that I've sort of got to have got to have some food during the day to
keep gotta have breakfast up.
And then at night, you know, if she cooks something, here's my problem. If there's something good there to eat, I will eat it. Only way that I can basically keep from going in the overweight category is just not have it in front of me. And it's it. And I've got a huge sweet tooth, so that doesn't help either.
I don't have a sweet tooth. That's the fortunate thing. That's the one fortunate thing, but I could, you know, I could eat pizza every day all day. But actually I will end up eating less than all joking aside, I'll order out a pizza or maybe Chinese one day. So I'll do a takeout a couple times, but I won't eat as regularly as I do when she's here, because she makes meals, and the evening meal, it's the same. So, I mean, I cook too, but I cook breakfast food.
Yeah, so. That's cool too, and things like that. But I try to do like the fruit thing. But I tell you something. Yesterday, and I know we're rambling here a little bit, but yesterday, we have a big, it's huge. Just been going on now for, years and years and years, but it's a big, big fall festival here in Louisville called the St. James Art Fair.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of vendors from all over the country that come in here for a 3-day, festival. We went out there yesterday for a couple of 2 or 3 hours, and I don't know if you've done this, Tony, but man, they had this one booth where they had the big woks that they were cooking the noodles and the vegetables, and you could throw a little grilled chicken on there if you want to. So man, we sort of each one got one of those, and it was so good. I mean, it was just so good, you know, to have that homemade wok food that they prepared. I don't even know what the name of the place was now, but if you're out there, hey, shout out to you, man. You had some good food yesterday. I appreciate it.
There you go. Yeah. Well, hey, what is a government shutdown, Tony?
It's when our loving people that we elect up there just decide they can't do anything for the good of the country anymore. So maybe we go
Congress.
Maybe we go through a shutdown day in and day out, because I don't know if they do any good for this country anymore or not. But no, the formal definition, Tony, A shutdown happens when Congress fails to pass appropriation or what they call funding bills, or a continuing resolution, which is what they've been doing forever and ever and ever. They just keep kicking the can on down the road by passing these continuing resolutions. But this time, some people decided to put a chalk in the road and say, you know what, we're not going to pass the continuing resolution unless you add back in like $1.5 trillion in spending that you've cut out in the one big beautiful bill that was signed on July 4th. So, you know, everybody's is entitled to their opinion and they're entitled to do what they want to do and everything else like that. I just sometimes when these people play politics, I just don't think they understand that there's real life people out there that costing a paycheck, some of them. And when you cost somebody a paycheck, you start influencing them on how you're going to order that pizza or how you're going to pay the mortgage or the car payment or, you know, go to the grocery store or whatever the case may be. So that's it. And so when they shut the government down, they have some agencies they consider to be essential that they will continue to keep open. They'll continue to fund. They'll continue to pay these peoples to a certain degree, some of them this, that, and the other. But then there's other, you know, federal operations that they, I don't know if they decide they're non-essential or whatever the case, but they shut them down. They furlough the employees. They don't get paid and things go on like that. And then I think to the people that are probably listening to the podcast, Tony, they're probably more to a degree concerned with, well, how does it affect me? You know, what if I'm, you know, receiving my pension payment or Social Security or disability payments? For the most part, those things stay intact. They're not affected. Checks still go out because, again, they consider those things to be mandatory and they're not bringing that into the shutdown. But, you know, it's difficult.
Man,
it's
difficult. Well, you said the definition of a government shutdown was, you said a shutdown happens when Congress fails to pass the funding bill or the resolution to continue. I think you should have just stopped that sentence at a shutdown happens when Congress fails. Period. We should put a period there and just wipe out the rest of that sentence, that definition.
Tony, you and I've talked about this at length and in private and on, and probably on the air here. I think the best thing that they could ever do for this country going forward is to vote in term limits.
And, would be so good.
There is not a person that I talk to out there that doesn't agree with me, except the people that are currently elected and in office. And one fairly prevalent senator from the state of Kentucky, I was speaking with him one time and he said, well, we do have term limits. It's called every time you go to the voting booth. That's your term limits right there. But
That's not.
It doesn't seem to be fair when the incumbent has a war chest of monies that they can spend to basically stay in office and people trying to challenge them. Usually come up a little bit weak in that category. So I think if we ever got to a point in this country to where we treated the senators and the Congress the same way that we do the president and say, hey, look, you can only do a couple of two or three or four terms, depending on how that thing shakes out. And after that, guess what? All the laws and amendments and everything that you put into place, you've got to go back into the real world and live with the consequences of some of these, you know, crazy things that they put into place. So, but you know what? They don't call Tony up and ask us what we want to do. And this, that,
no. So you said though, the government shutdown sounds like federal employees that are considered non-essential are the ones that really get directly impacted, but it doesn't impact Social Security or government pensions, right? That's what you said.
That's correct. Yeah. And again, Tony, let's think about this. I mean, you know, this has been a very disruptive year from a standpoint of government employees. I mean, you know, part of what Trump ran on was the fact he was going to make government more streamlined. You know, he brought Musk in early on and they went out and started saying, hey, look, you know, do we really need this agency or do we need this many people and other things of that nature right now? Now you've got a scenario to where if you start furloughing tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of government employees, and the government seems to be able to still click and run efficiently, then that just sort of opens the door of saying, well, maybe how much of these non-essential employees are needed to be working. So does it give the people that are wanting to thin government down the option or the ability to sit there and say, you know what, we had a shutdown, people were furloughed, we didn't have that many people that were needed, and we think we can streamline this thing and make it run more efficiently. So again, and Tony, as you well know, we specialize in federal employee retirement planning and have been doing that for the past 12 or 13 years. This year has been very busy for us. We've had an extreme amount of people that have attended our workshops and our seminars on federal employee benefits and retirement planning. And I think it's just going to be something that's going to be, you know, bigger going forward. We've got a workshop coming up here in Louisville next week and it's full. I mean, we've got over 60 people signed up to come to that workshop and just to hear more about what their benefits are in case they have to retire, not only on their timetable, but possibly sooner, depending on where they work or what's going on. So, you know, these are things that you have to look at. There are some services out there, Tony, that get disrupted or delayed. You know, my daughter was trying to get a federal tax ID and every time she goes on the website to go out there and get it, it just says, you know, we're not able to provide that to you right now. I don't know if that's just the software kicking her out or what, but she tried to call the 800 number and nobody's answering the phone. So, you know, little things like that, you know, verification letters, issue or replacement of Medicare cards, you know, other non-essential services, maybe new claims and hearings that might need to take place are being suspended and then doing things like that. So, and probably something maybe affects us a little bit, Tony, is that usually about this time of year is when they start coming out with what the COLA adjustments are going to be, the cost of living adjustments are going to be for benefits such as pensions and Social Security and different things like that. You know, how much of a bump are we going to get in those payments starting December, actually starts December 1st of this year. But all of that has sort of been put on hold until they get the shutdown and get things back open and going back to work and everything else like that. So there was already a backlog with OPM on processing federal employees' paperwork to get, you know, get them ready for retirement. I'm assuming that this is probably just going to make that backlog even larger, and that's unfair and things like that. So again, coordination with agencies, there's a lot of different things that go on and this, that, and the other. And at the crux of this thing, Tony, and I'll say this because a lot of people, and I didn't even know this until a while back, but you always hear that they can't get anything passed in Washington because you need a supermajority. And there's not a supermajority. I mean, I think the Republicans have got 54 or 56 Senate seats right now. I forget which one it is. But you've got to get get 60 yes votes to get anything to happen.
Yeah.
Unless it has to deal with the budget. And the budget just simply is a majority vote. And that's the reason that you see like this one big beautiful bill that was attached to the budget, because that allowed them to pass it with just a majority vote instead of having to get 60 votes, which, you know, as well as I do, is never, ever going to happen in this day and age.
Right.
So what's going on with this continuing resolution and all of this thing of trying to get the government back open? It's having to take a Senate vote of 60 yeses to make it happen, which means there's got to be some Democrats that come over to the Republican side to get them up to that 60 vote figure. And I think when they took the vote last week, there was maybe two or three Democrats that voted with Republicans. There was actually one Republican that voted no. So I think they ended up somewhere around 56, 57 votes. They're three or four or five votes short.
Yep.
And that's what's causing all the boo-ha-ha and problems and everything else like that. Yeah. So, you know, it's tough. And, you know, if I was in the private sector and I needed my, I was expecting my paycheck to come in this Friday, and because a bunch of yahoos are playing politics, it didn't happen, I'd be sort of ticked off. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there
that are doing the same thing right now. You know, that are considered essential employees, so they have to show up to work, they're required to work, but they're not going to get a paycheck as long as the shutdown is on, but they have to work. Now, they'll get that money, they'll be paid, but it just, they won't get the check well until the government shutdown's over. So basically they're working not knowing when their check, when they're going to get paid. That's rough. And like TSA agents, that's why some call in sick. That's why you see some delays there. There's backlogs because services get paused. You know, like you said, there's a backlog of requests, and people applying for benefits, things like that. So there are a lot of delays and backlogs that are caused by a prolonged government shutdown. If it's a day or two, most people won't notice anything, but as it stretches on here, if it doesn't get resolved by the time you're hearing it, if it's not resolved, then people are going to start feeling it. Now, what about the impact on retirement planning, especially for federal employees or those relying on government services, Tony?
Well, you've got the Thrift Savings Plan, which is the federal government's TSP, which is the federal government's 401k. It is what it is. I'm not a big fan of it. BlackRock runs it on behalf of the federal government. It's got over $1 trillion of monies that are being managed by BlackRock with basically no active management going on. For the most part, they offer the federal employee five investment options. And then you got the rules that the government puts on you about how you can have access to your money and different things like that. And they've gotten better through the years. But for instance, let's say you left your money in TSP and you were retired and you needed to have a monthly income. Well, the TSP could be set up to pay you out monthly. But let's say you got paid on the 15th and some emergency happened on the 22nd and you needed more money. Well, TSP says, no, we've already paid you this month. You got to wait till next month to get your money. Ugh. Well, guess what? Now let's talk about, let's say you're getting ready to retire and maybe you need to get your TSP rolled over into your own self-directed IRA. Does TSP even have the manpower up there right now to make those things happen? I don't know. I don't know who's answering the phone when you call in. Or again, maybe you leave your money with TSP and you have an issue come up that you need to get to your money and there's nobody answering the phone on the other end. And so, you know, that's my biggest qualm with BlackRock and managing the TSP to begin with. They basically say, here's your five investment options. They don't give you any feedback. They don't give you any advice. They don't give any direction on what you should be invested in, not be invested in. They basically, it's what I call red money. They say, here you go. Good luck. Hope you do well. And don't call us because guess what? Nobody's going to answer on the other end. And, I just think there's better options out there for people that have worked all their lives and saved up, you know, hundreds of sometimes millions of dollars into the retirement plan to be able to have access to their money when they need it. So again, you know, I don't know how long this shutdown is going to last. I don't know what it's affecting the TSP and different things like that. But the last thing people who are not getting a paycheck and need money and they're not able to get to the retirement accounts and maybe get money out of that because, you know, maybe somebody's got that agency open. Maybe they don't. It's just difficult. And I don't know about you, Tony. When it comes to money, I like to be able to have control of mine. And I think most of my people that I represent as far as clients and have a fiduciary responsibility to them, they like to have access to their money. You know, people call our firm and say, Tony, I'm buying a new RV. I need $40,000. Well, guess what? They don't want to hear me sit there and say, well, you know what? It's the 15th of the month. We're going to have to wait till the first of next month before I can get to that money. No, they want the money. So, you know, we have it to them in 24 to 48 hours and setting in their checking account. But again, when you're dealing with people that have other criteria and ambitions in play, and they take the will and the spirit of the American people and set it aside, this is what you get when you have folks playing politics. And that's pure and simple what's going on right now with the shutdown.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. And I would agree with what you said there. It is too bad for a lot of federal employees, but you know, for anyone listening, you need to be working with a trusted financial services professional, somebody like yourself, Tony, you and your team there, because you're going to look at the big picture, what's in their best interest, and say, hey, is this government shutdown going to affect you? And, or your finances, here's how we can plan for that or help you deal with that. That's so huge. And I know that you work with a lot of federal employees in the area and help them with their retirement income planning. And this might affect it. Plus, besides the government shutdown, there's talk of more layoffs possibly, or them letting go another chunk of federal workers being let go or asked to retire early. And it's just kind of a firestorm because it's kind of all hitting at once. It's the perfect storm because you have the original round of DOGE layoffs, a lot of those and contract buyouts, a lot of people retired. You've got a couple hundred, 150, 200,000 federal employees across the country that took the early retirement package,
right.
And that's taking effect. That took effect the end of September, right? So just a few days ago, that's when that was supposed to kick in. A lot of them are like, okay, my checks are supposed to start now. Is that going to be cut because of the government shutdown?
Yeah, exactly.
Plus you've got them talking about maybe getting rid of some more of the federal workforce. So
it's just, again, like you just said, Tony, it's a perfect storm.
Yeah.
And it's probably a reason for people to pause that are going through this right now, or even the people that aren't going through it right now, to sit there and reflect a little bit and say, hey, look, how can I better prepare myself to make sure I've got myself aligned in case something like this happens again, or if this one is drawn out for a period of time or whatever the case may be. So, you know, there's three or four or five things, Tony, that everybody out there probably needs to pay a little more attention to it. I know we're running up against the clock here, but I'll briefly mention some of them. You know, try to have enough cash on hand to get you through. Okay.
Yes.
You know, we preach all the time having 4 to 6 months of emergency cash on hand to pay bills in case something happens to the paycheck. So, you know, do that. You may need to delay making decisions on some major purchases or things of that nature. You know, when you don't know if the paycheck's going to be coming in, you may not be wanting to go out and buy a house or car or whatever the case may be. So again, we've got an economy disruptor going on because of this thing that's happening. Not knowing what your COLA adjustments are going to be next year may, you know, cause you to have some type of concern about how you make adjustments and what you're bringing in, what's going to be spent, different things like that. You may want to, look at your growth of your portfolio more conservatively, saying, hey, look, maybe I'm going to not take quite as much risk as I've taken in the past because of some things that are going on. And again, if you are a federal employee out there, you know, watch for communications from Social Security and your agency to make sure that you're on top of what's going on and different things like that. Coordinate with, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, the VA and things like that. We do a lot. You know, I've got a lot of clients that are VA clients. I do a lot of work with VA people that work. And of course, they're considered to be essential. But again, these folks are, day in and day out. And, you know, it's the biggest thing I've seen this year, Tony, from most of the people I'm sitting down is they just wake up every morning going to work, not knowing what the day's going to bring.
Right.
And after a period of time, that gets to where that wears on you. You know what I mean?
It does.
And it sort of makes you to where you're sitting there saying, hey, look, how much do I enjoy this job anymore? So again, that monitor the shutdown duration and just see, you know, what's best for you going forward. And if you are at a point to where you have the opportunity to retire, then, you know, by all means, contact somebody like our firm or somebody out there that knows what federal employee benefits are to get a better idea of saying, you know what, maybe I don't want to go back. Maybe I am done. Can I be done? What does it look like? Can I have an increase in income stream and make sure I don't go broke in retirement? And these are all things that we can help provide an answer to you for that can give you a little bit better direction on maybe some of the, you know, near decisions that you've got coming up down the road.
Yeah, I think that's so important and a great show. A lot of great information packed into today's show. But if our listeners have questions or want to get that retirement plan in place, especially those federal employees out there, you need to get that looked at by somebody who's a fiduciary, a financial services professional. And Tony, you've helped so many people in the community do this. I encourage our listeners to pick up the phone, give you a call. That number is 888-955-3665. That's 888-955-3665. Tony, I know you love talking to the people out there, our listeners, and helping them. They can also visit arobertsassociates.com. That's arobertsassociates.com to check out all the great information you and your team have for them there.
Yeah, and Tony, the people that come in through our podcast, you know, the first couple of meetings are complimentary. We're trying to sort of get a hold of where they are, where they're trying to get to, and if we can help them or not. I mean,
there you go.
There's nothing to be charged if we can't help you or anything else like that. So again, it's not going to hurt to come in and sit down, have a cup of coffee, and have a conversation to see if there might be some areas there that you need to maybe tighten up a little bit. And those are some things that we can possibly help with. So, yeah, great show. Mr. Shore, I think you need to order two pizzas a day.
Thought about it. And I like your idea.
You know, just when your wife gets back in town, there's just going to be more Tony there to love. You know what I mean?
No, hopefully a little less. So that's good. All right. Thanks, Tony. Have a great one. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.